There is a group of people that is very dear to the Lord. Psalm 71 is a psalm written by one who was older in age. He had walked with God for many years and was still interested in cultivating that walk with God. And this is a psalm about finishing life well. It's a psalm that presents the ideas that older people can maintain a close walk with God and continue throughout. Proverbs 20:29 says that there can be an honor for an older person with gray hair, and that is what this psalm is all about. Older people who have walked with God for many years still need to depend on God and still need to worship God, and those who do will still see God do some wonderful things for them. Love it. Love it, love it when I see older people that are faithful. It is a blessing. And we see here in this psalm that, first of all, the faithful older saint prays to God and asks for his help. Look at verse 1 through 4. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man. Let's just think about this. A faithful older saint continues to pray. He continues to talk to God and depend on God. He acknowledges truth about God. The older person has lived life and he has learned that God is his refuge, his rock, his fortress. The verb, I have taken refuge, is a perfect tense verb in Hebrew. The verb tense looks back on facts accomplished long ago in the past, which had effects to the present. In other words, this older saint was thinking about the fact that he had taken refuge in God a long time ago, and God had been and still was his rock and his refuge. What a wonderful thing to be able to look back through the years and see God has cared for you. It's a lesson that younger people need to learn from one who is faithful and older. There are times when older people lose their memories. This man certainly didn't lose it. When he came to God, he was thinking and acknowledging great truth about God. And then he makes a request to the Lord. This older saint requests God to deliver and rescue him. This reveals a significant point, and that is that older people still need help from the Lord. They do not reach a point in which they are not needing God's help and rescue. And this older saint requests God to listen to his prayer and save him. This person will continually look to God for his help. The older saint requests that God continually protect him. As we grow older, we grow weaker. The hair turns gray, the teeth lose some of their strength, there is more need of naps, but at all times the older saint needs the protection of God. Elderly people who pray may expect that God stands ready to give them his personal protection. And that older saint requests that God rescue him. It's obvious that this older saint still had some enemies. He was a righteous man who was not walking in the ways of the wicked. He was still standing for truth, and he was not mamby-pamby about things. He was an older warrior who needed God's help and rescue, and he prayed for it and about it. But then we see, secondly, that the faithful older saint reminds God how he trusted him for many years. Look at verses 5 through 11. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I've leaned from before my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been as portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me. Those who watch for my life consult together and say, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is none to deliver him. It's a wonderful section of scripture written by one elderly. It's a marvelous grasp and perspective of life. first of all, we see here that God has been this person's hope and confidence from his youth. Young people learn this lesson at a young age, and it will take you well into your elderly years. God is your hope, and you can put your confidence in him. Our hope is not in education or an occupation or in religion or in relationship or in experience. Our hope is in God. Figure that point out as a young age, and it'll take you far. And God has sustained him from his birth. This older saint realized that God's hand was actually in his existence from birth. The fact is, any baby can die before it's born, when it's born or shortly after it's born. Any baby that lives is sustained by God, and that older saint realized that. But then, God had protected and strengthened him. There's no question that when God's hand is on someone, people marvel. One of the great illustrations of this is Jesus Christ. People marveled at this Nazarene carpenter who was the light of the world. And then God had been his continual praise and glory. Older people can use their speech in a sweeter way or a meaner way. One of the great blessings of a church is to see older saints who are still studying, still worshiping, and still praising God. What a blessing to hear older saints talk about the sovereignty of God and the glory of God. And then God's presence was needed just as much in elderly years as in younger years. As we get older, we lose many things, but one thing we never lose is our need for God's guidance, help, and strength. There were people who had watched this faithful believer for many years, and some of them were saying God had abandoned and forsaken him, and there is no one to deliver him. There's no worse arrow from the quivers of hell than the one that says, God has abandoned us. That's simply not true. Elderly people who love the Lord can begin to feel all alone. They can begin to think in ways that are not right. What elderly people need to remember is that they are never alone. God is there with them. And then we see, thirdly, that the faithful older saint asked God to hasten to help him. Look at verses 12 and 13. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. May my accusers be put to shame and consumed with scorn and disgrace. May they be covered who seek my hurt. Notice he is still praying about enemies even in twilight years. Not all of them had gone away. He asked God to make his enemies ashamed and consumed. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor. This elderly saint still had some fire in him. He still had enemies who were sneaking around trying to get something on him. So he asked God to help him. And then fourthly, we see that the faithful older saint expresses to God his continual hope and praise. Look at verse 14. But I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me, until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches the high heavens. You have done great things. O God, who is like you? You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. I will also praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praises to you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed. And my tongue will talk of your righteousness, help all the day long, for they have been put to shame and disappointed who sought to do me hurt. There are 11 verbal praise and hope realities that are brought out in these verses, which are wonderful things for an older person to share. He used his speech to testify of God's righteousness. Now notice the testimony of one faithful is about God's righteousness, not our righteousness. And he used his speech to testify of God's salvation. The testimony of one faithful about God's salvation and not our work salvation. He used his speech to testify of God's mighty deeds. Many elderly people talk about what they've done. This faithful saint talked about what God had done. He used his speech to testify of God's righteousness. Mature people have a sound theological grasp of this point. They understand God's righteousness and are able to teach younger people about it. He used his speech to declare God's wondrous deeds from his youth. One of the great things we will ever be able to do in the twilight years of our life will be to remember back and testify of the wonderful things we have seen God do in our lives. He used his speech to declare God's strength even in old age. Older people may be frail people, but they also shall be fruitful people. They can still talk and still witness and still declare truth about God's word and God's work. He used his speech to express the hope that God would revive him and exalt him. Older people need to continually ask God to revive them for the work of God. When you focus on the troubles and distresses of this world and life, it does wear you down. This elderly saint prayed to God and asked God to revive him and raise him up and use him. He expressed the hope that God would increase his greatness and comfort. Notice this older saint did not try to increase his own greatness. He asked God to do it. God can greatly use older saints for his work, for his church, for his purposes. God can give tremendous comfort to the one who is older. And he used music to express truth about God. One of the great testimonies of God is when we see older people who are still singing and still playing instruments. By the way, carefully observe that this older saint was concerned about communicating truth through his music. And then he used his speech to express joyous praise to God. This older saint wanted to sing praises to God about how God had redeemed his soul. He would continue to testify of God's righteousness all day long. And here's a key to a joyful life in the elderly years. Keep the focus on God. Don't sit around thinking about yourself or your failures or your problems. Keep your focus on God. This psalm describes the kind of older person we should all want to be, because this is the kind of older saint that truly does bring glory to God. And so as we stop and think about this, older believers will still have some struggles and trials and things that may be used to draw one closer to God. And older believers are vital to the work of God. And older believers still need to depend on God. And older believers still need to learn and grow in God's word. Younger people who commit their lives to the Lord will have great advantage when they get older. Someone once said that the important thing is not that we add years to our life, but that we add life to our years. And that comes with a focus on God.